16.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I was working from home prior to the pandemic, I would every day shower, do my hair, put on clean clothes.
Yeah, you did that for years. That way.
I mean, I even put on jewelry and stuff. And today, and right now, I'm in a period like everybody else. I'm just
like
slapping on
over?
Any kind of clothes, no jewelry. Some days, you know, do I wash my hair? We don't know. Today, I did.
Yeah, that's good to know, Ross.
I knew it was going to be on camera.
But, there you go.
But yeah, I've been falling down a little bit on the job. I think because you don't see anybody, so it's like, yeah, who's seen me? You know, things will change shortly.
That's true.
Anyway, we're up to mocktails.
We're up to mocktails. All that Zooming has made me thirsty.
Thirsty.
Yes, very, very thirsty. So I thought I would talk today about a very traditional, this is almost like the grandmother of all mocktails. I think it's the one that most people know exists and will even feel comfortable asking for it in a restaurant. It's the Virgin Mary.
Oh, my.
And I do, so, it, of course, the non-alcoholic sister of the Bloody Mary.
Right.
And so this is a pretty cool drink. I would recommend that you start with probably a nice Collins glass, a nice tall glass. You could even use a pint or regular water glass in your home. I'd probably fill that about halfway with ice, if you like it cold. It doesn't have to be that cold. If you like it kind of on the warmish side, you could probably just put it in a regular short glass, like a rocks glass, something like that. You can add tomato juice. Usually, what I like to do is actually V8 juice in the little can, usually the low-salt version. Pop that in there. This recipe says about 6 ounces of tomato juice, so obviously more of a rocks glass situation. But you can add, I would probably go about halfway up my ice with that. Well, if I'm in a Collins glass, I probably want to go about 3/4 of the way up. But you can add some flavorings there. Now, there's a whole bunch of things that have been added to the Bloody Mary and the Virgin Mary over the years. There's a whole lot of things. People even turn them into shrimp cocktails, which may or, you know, it depends on your taste. I heard a local restaurant was actually serving tater tots with the Bloody Mary. So,
really?
Yeah, there's like a tater tot on the skewer in the garnish of the drink.
That's interesting.
So, it is interesting. I know that particular restaurant is very into their tater tots. So,
wow.
Obviously, you want a nice dash of lime. I would go say even, it's not too much to say even a half ounce of lime. You could do fresh. You would probably use almost a half a lime if you're putting it in a Collins glass. Maybe a little bit, just a quarter lime squoze in there. That's always a delicious thing. I find that the lime opens up more than the lemon juice that is typically served in a Bloody Mary. And you'll need some hot sauce. You'll need a couple of dashes of hot sauce.
Always the hot sauce.
Always the hot sauce. And you can take one that you prefer. A lot of people are really getting into the Cholula these days.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give that a couple of shots. I like the deep flavor profile. It's got a smokiness to it. But if you just like it hot, there's the cayenne pepper sauces that are out there on the market. You can put that on anything, if you catch my drift. And or you could just use good old-fashioned Tabasco, which is also kind of a hot sauce as well. So you need a couple of dashes of that. And I still like horseradish. Now, it depends. Some people are Worcestershire sauce people, and some people are horseradish people. If you're going to use Worcestershire sauce, a couple of dashes won't hurt. I like horseradish a lot, so I like a nice, probably a quarter teaspoon of it in there. Yeah, I like to lay it on.
A generous helping.
Yes, yes, indeed. And something that is not in this recipe that I'm looking down at, but I really do like, is I like to add in some seltzer water in there.
Give it a little fizz.
Open it up a little bit. It really can open up the drink. Because remember, if you're having a Bloody Mary, there's going to be vodka in there. And that's going to actually kind of water down and move apart that. And it can make it a very different drink. So we're going to kind of give that same feeling to it a little bit. Open it up. Loosen that mouthfeel that you would get from the density from the tomato juice or the V8. And actually just add some seltzer water in there. You could get maybe a lime-flavored seltzer and kind of kill two birds with one stone. Or you could just a little thing to kind of open it up.
So how much seltzer?
Oh, I don't know. If you're putting it in a a Collins glass, you probably want to bring it all the way up to the top there. If you're just putting it in a rocks glass, maybe a couple of splashes, maybe an ounce, 2 ounces, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I would just take a little stir stick and give it a quick swish. And if you want to garnish this, you could use a lime wedge, you could use a lemon wedge, you could use shrimp. I usually put that on the side with the cocktail sauce, which is not terribly different from this.
Do you put the stalk of celery in it?
I like a good stalk of celery. If you're allergic to celery, then you probably want to try something a little different. But they're good, and, you know, I like a nice straw to go with my Virgin Mary. It's a little easier to drink that way. You don't have
to get
tomato juice on your lip. Yeah.
So that's the Virgin Mary.
That is the Virgin Mary. Very venerable mocktail.
Okay.
That's cool.
Well, we're up to the community calendar portion of the program.
All right.
And tomorrow, what's today?
Is today the 6th? It is the 6th.
Holy moly. All right, well, tomorrow, April 7th, at noon, at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, we'll host the Virtual Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative Champion Meeting, Keeping It Positive in the Workplace. In January 2016, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce launched the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. The goal of this initiative is to continue to work, maintain, and improve the health of our workforce in Hunterdon County so that we will remain economically competitive, grow, and prosper. The goal is to provide and promote the various community resources for healthy living and habits to create a culture of health throughout the county.
During this pandemic, yeah, it's okay because there's a big space. So you would think that is a different thing.
Oh, yeah.
During this pandemic, finding a way to keep the workplace positive has been challenging. The presentation will be from two perspectives. One is, how can you inject comedy in the workplace? Presented by Joey Novick, a comedian and editor-publisher of Tap Into It, Flemington Raritan. They will also be joined by Larry Cartwright and Louise Hartman of NAMI Hunterdon, which Larry used to have a program here on Hunterdon Chamber Podcast Radio, the National Alliance of Mental Health of Hunterdon County, to give some practical tips, advice on the signs and ways to implement programs to keep your workplace healthy.
Wow.
And it goes on further with Win Some Spring Gift Cards, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Vascular Associates. Please RSVP using the registration page. So if you go to hunterdonchamber.org, you should be able to get there. There's a news and events link.
It's still not too late to register, Vic?
It is not.
And there is no cost.
There is no cost, and I don't think it requires you to be a member of the chamber, but if you are, you can certainly sign up there. So
why don't you tell them about Leeds Exchange?
Be more than happy to. There's going to actually be a Leeds Exchange at 7 or at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, and there And there will also be one on Wednesday, April 21st, that I'm particularly proud of because I am the host of this particular
one. April 21st one you're the host of?
Yes, tomorrow morning.
It's Leeds Central. What's tomorrow?
Leeds North.
Oh, okay.
And that would be our friend Tom Fitzgerald from, I think it's Disaster Restoration Services. Anyway, this particular Leeds Central, they're all at 8 a.m., and they're all virtual right now. And you're to develop your business relationships and improve your bottom line. You can network and present your business to the group. On the Wednesday, April 21st one, the guest speaker will be business strategist Vicky Ling Morgan, speaking on new client icebreakers. Of course, admission is included if you're already a chamber member. And if you're a non-member, you get to visit the meeting twice before needing to join the chamber. So I think next up is...
Oh, yes. Join the Hunterdon Land Trust at DeVore Farm on Sunday, April 18th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for their next farmer's market. We talked about that earlier in the show, but yeah.
That sounds wonderful, actually.
And did you want me to do the library ones?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, so there's some events going on at the Hunterdon County Library. They're virtual events, and you can get to any event. If you want to see all the events at the Hunterdon County Library, you can go to the Hunterdon County website to the events section, and you can look at it and then register. But we highlighted two. Events at the Hunterdon County Library include Fred Miller's Lecture in Song, Sinatra, with an exclamation point.
Oh, yeah.
On April 14th from 2 to 3:15 p.m., Sinatra's colorful, abrasive personality and tabloid attention often obscured his seriousness as a musical artist. From the beginning, he was intent on creating a new sound, adult, sensual, exhilarating, authentic, always himself. Despite recording thousands of different songs, Sinatra's recordings rarely achieved hit status, but time has shown he was in the more serious, long-range business of producing classic recorded renditions of songs that indelibly bear his stamp. The recording of this live virtual concert will be available afterwards. So again, if you can't make it on, April 14th from 2 to 3:15 p.m., you can always see it later. And then if you want to register, go to hclibrary.us/events/upcoming-adult-html and click on the link. That's basically right. Just go to the webpage of the Hunter County Library, click on the events, and scroll down and look for it, and you'll then click to register.
Sounds good.
Also at the library, meditation to relieve stress with Umesh Bhatia on April 21st from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. When uncertainty surrounds us, there's always a way to discover peace and stability within us through meditation. Learn a simple method of meditation that you can use anytime, anywhere. There will be time to practice this tested technique. Again, it's April 21st from 6:30 to 7, and I believe it will also be available later, virtually archived. And so to register, once again, go to hclibrary.us/events/upcomingadult.html and click on the link.
All right. Well, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. And how much time? Oh, we got 10 minutes left.
We got 10 minutes left. 10 minutes.
10 whole minutes. So this is where we talk extemporaneously.
Right, right.
We needed to do our man on the street interview, too. I was going to go out there and
That's right. I keep forgetting. Play with our phone line and make sure it's all up to snuff now.
So when we do have a guest to interview by the phone line, we will know what to do.
Exactly.
Well, we'd like to thank you, first of all, for getting this far and listening to the fifth episode of Random Walk.
That's right.
If you would like to be a guest on Random Walk, and again, we're focusing on Hunter County businesses and places that have events that people would like to explore and go to, and, you know, extracurricular types of events, or eating, so restaurants, farmers markets, art galleries, music festivals, anything that would appeal to somebody in Hunterdon that they need to visit or go do in their spare time. So you can email us at
randomwalkhunterdon@gmail.com
to be a guest. In addition to that, what else do you need to say, Vic?
What else do I need to say? It's been a lovely spring day today, hasn't it?
It's about time. I mean, it was a little cool for me. But I thought it's nice to have the sunshine and the brightness. I mean, my friends in the Midwest, it was like in the 80s there today and yesterday. So
they were kind of happy?
Yeah, they were more than happy and ecstatic.
That's great. Well, I'm sure it's been a long, cold winter.
It has, particularly in the Midwest.
Yeah, it's been a rough one out there. And it's been, was that the longest February ever, huh?
For us here in Hunter, yes, it was very long February. Long, dark, cold, and snowy.
Yes. Yes, it was.
But that's all over with now. We're on to spring, and we should have flowers shortly, right? Things are starting. You see the buds coming out every day out my window. It's literally a different view because something has grown or sprouted from one day to the next. So it's nice to see the leaves finally starting to come out and pop out.
It is, and there's I can see somewhere here and in the southern part of the county, we're seeing a lot of trees starting to bloom. So I do recommend if anybody, speaking of random walks, get out and just take a random walk, see the beautiful sights of the wonderful area around you, because Hunter County surely is a lovely place.
It's true. It really is.
Yes. And and I would recommend also spending some time outdoors. If you have a lovely space in your home or around your home, a lot of us live in single-family homes, or we live in condominiums or townhouses where we do have some outdoor space that's been maybe landscaped, or just get some time to spend out there. Take a few deep breaths, nice cleansing breaths. Just open yourself up to the relaxing springtime. It's been a very long year. We still got some fight ahead, but it's nice to get out and see the sun, breathe the air. And I wanted to just share a funny, I don't know if it's funny, but a somewhat humorous anecdote. Is one of the things in pursuit of that, you know, we Rosalind and I have a mother who is, we won't mention her age, but
no.
No, because she'd get really mad at us. But she likes to be warm all the time, and it's still a little cool. Even though it's bright and sunny, it can be a little cool at times, especially if you're going to sit around in the outdoors. So I actually made a purchase of something called a sun bubble.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's basically, it's just a dome tent that's made out of clear vinyl. It has vents in it, by the way, so just...
It's not like you're sealing yourself in a plastic bag.
No, don't do that. Don't just jump into a giant Ziploc bag and seal yourself up in it. Don't get the wrong impression. It has vents and a zipper door. And I actually put this tent up on my deck, my mother's deck last night. And we all got to hang out in it. We brought a little heater in there that we were very careful with.
And we stayed after. So it was pretty much dark.
It was almost 8 o'clock when we came in. So
so it works.
It works.
We got to enjoy the great outdoors and feel like we were outside, but yet we were warm in this bubble. And we were out there way late. I mean, it was nice to...
Just be outside, enjoying the outdoors, like we haven't, you know, something that would have taken us probably until June to do.
Yep.
We got to do now. So it's like a fun little way to spend the evening, so...
It was nice.
Yeah.
So we could get our deck enjoyment in, even though it's kind of on the early side to do that in an evening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And without a parka.
Right.
So.
Right. So that was kind of nice.
That was kind of nice.
Maybe we'll do it again after the show.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open up that sun bubble again.
Cool.
Yes.
Well, we got like 2 minutes left.
We've got an entire 2 minutes left.
Two minutes? Maybe a little bit longer than that. Yeah, 2 minutes. What would you like to say in your closing comments?
What would I like to say in my closing comments? Gee, I have to think about that. Well, I'd like to say, again, always on Random Walk, we're called Random Walk because we want to encourage you to get out and enjoy Hunterdon County and get outdoors, enjoy life, and then enjoy the many wonderful things that are around this county that you can do, even now, very safely, if you, you know, practice the appropriate social distancing guidelines and fall in line with all the masking that is necessary at this moment. Get out and do something because there's so many great things out there to be done.
I second that.
Yes.
There's plenty of things to do, and we hope to bring some of those things to you in the near future.
Absolutely. I mean, I know we've talked about having some of our favorite people on this program, like Michael Newman and Laura Altman, to talk about the Raritan River Music Festival. So maybe we'll be reaching out to them to get them. We mentioned their festival last week and how they're going to do that effectively in the time frame that we're living in and in a safe way.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think at that point, I think we can close the show
because
we've got
about
a minute left. And we play some outro music, and we'll see you next week.
That's right.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.